There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome back to Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers your most outlandish, mind-burning questions, from what the universe is made of to why not everyone can touch their toes. I'm your host, Claire Maldarelli.
And I'm producer Jess Bodie.
I hope you all had a good break and feel refreshed and ready to get back to asking and answering questions. We definitely are.
Absolutely.
So let's dive into today's question, Jess.
Yeah. Okay. So a very topical one today. The people would like to know, can you overdose on marijuana?
Well, it is 420. Did we plan this?
I don't know.
Regardless, the question is more relevant than ever. More on all of this coming up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so cannabis. In 1996, California passed Proposition 215, which allowed for the sale and medical use of cannabis for people with debilitating diseases such as cancer. This piece of legislation came after a fraught legal history dating back to the 1930s and the aptly named propaganda film Reefer Madness, followed by decades of policies based on everything but science that disproportionately targeted people of color. In recent years, marijuana legalization has been sweeping across the U.S. As of April 2021, weed is legal for adults to use recreationally in 15 states, as well as Washington, D.C., and medical marijuana is legal in 36 states. Given that cannabis is becoming more established as safe and accepted legally, this begs the question, is it possible to overdose on it?
This is an excellent question. I'm very curious.
Yes, same. So, medically speaking, an overdose is when you take more than the normal or recommended amount of some substance, which can result in serious side effects and even death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have yet to report any deaths directly tied to excessive cannabis use. But that doesn't mean it's not possible to overdo it. The agency states that using too much marijuana can cause extreme confusion, emotional distress, increased blood pressure, elevated heart rate, severe nausea, and unintentional injury. Still, the CDC notes that fatal overdoses are highly unlikely.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I feel like otherwise we'd hear a lot more horror stories about things like edibles.
Yeah, exactly. And as one of our contributors, Marion Renault, previously reported for PopSci, marijuana is the most commonly used illicit drug in the United States. In fact, about half of U.S. adults have tried it at least once, and about one in five adults under age 25 say they have used it in the past month, according to a 2020 report from the National Institutes on Drug Abuse. If there were even a tiny chance of fatality from using too much, we would know about it. Still, though, smoking or ingesting too much marijuana isn't exactly pleasant. In a 2019 letter in the New England Journal of Medicine, authors wrote of a 52-year-old man with a rare cancerous brain tumor called an anaplastic astrocytoma who reported to the ER with acute delirium, progressive restlessness, and garbled speech over the preceding 2 days. His wife told the ER staff that to stimulate his appetite, he had been using a liquid marijuana formulation that hadn't been prescribed by a physician, and he had been experiencing these symptoms increasingly ever since taking it. Upon further examination, the ER staff realized that he had taken 330 milligrams of THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. For reference, a typical dose is around 10 milligrams. So he took in about 30 times the normal dose.
Oh my God.
Right?
That's a lot. Yeah.
After a couple days in the hospital, though, his symptoms completely subsided. So even if a super high dose of marijuana won't kill you, taking too much can initiate some pretty gnarly physical and mental effects. And this is especially true for those highly potent cannabis products like the man in the New England Journal of Medicine case study used, which increased the risk of an overdose. Additionally, one particularly at-risk group is children, who may accidentally eat cookies, brownies, and other treats infused with super-concentrated THC. Researchers investigated 430 calls to the National Poison Data System from 2013 to 2015 related to cannabis edibles and drinks. They found not only that the number of such calls increased year over year, but they also noted that a quarter of the cases involved children under the age of 5 who, unlike adults, can't distinguish between an ordinary-looking treat and one that might contain a pretty significant dose of THC. Fortunately, the study found no deaths associated with the calls. The most serious outcomes involved high heart rate, irritability, confusion, and drowsiness, which were all relieved by fluids and mild sedatives.
Yeah, I mean, if they aren't labeled, I feel like even we adults can't distinguish weed brownies from regular brownies sometimes.
Right. And it's important that adults keep an eye on how much they ingest, too. Because unfortunately, even if marijuana can't directly kill you, it can still inadvertently prove fatal. For example, in 2014, a 19-year-old Colorado man ate a weed cookie, began behaving erratically, and jumped off a fourth-floor balcony, an incident which proved fatal. A case study describing his autopsy reported marijuana intoxication as a chief contributing factor to his death. Cannabis use can also increase heart rate and blood pressure, so that can make it a risk factor for some people who have pre-existing heart-related conditions, whether they know it or not. In one 2014 study, a group of French researchers examined 35 medical cases and concluded that cannabis could be a potential trigger for cardiovascular complications in young people. Scientific evidence also links long-term marijuana smoking with chronic bronchitis and respiratory symptoms like coughing and wheezing, though there is not an established association between smoking weed and the incidence of lung or head and neck cancer. Meanwhile, plenty of people use vaporizers, but the long-term health effects of vaping remain mostly unknown.
Okay, so it seems like the takeaway here is that if you're healthy and you keep an eye on your dosage, cannabis is pretty safe. Especially if you go for edibles instead of vaping or smoking.
That's right. And compared to other commonly used substances that regularly kill people, like opioids, for which an overdose kills 130 Americans every day, and alcohol, which kills 6 people daily in the U.S., weed is fairly benign. But, of course, no mind-altering substance is completely without risk.
Yeah, that's important to note. And I have one more question. What about our pets? Can animals overdose on weed?
Yeah, that's a great question. As marijuana increases in popularity, cats and dogs are increasingly becoming exposed to it. While less is known about the effects of THC in pets, we do know that dog brains have more cannabinoid receptors, which is the main target for THC, than humans do. So they could theoretically be more sensitive to marijuana's psychoactive effects, though we'll need more research to say anything more definitive than that. The good news is that a 2018 study found pet fatalities tied to cannabis to be extremely rare. For reference, common signs of poisoning for dogs include lethargy, impaired balance, vomiting, and increased sensitivity to motion and sound. If you suspect a pet has gotten into a stash or eaten the remains of a joint left outside somewhere, keep an eye out for those symptoms. And, of course, keep an eye out for yourself and others while using marijuana, too.
Absolutely. Happy 420. Thanks, Claire.
Got a question for the editors at Popular Science? Send an email to ask@popsci.com. Ask Us Anything is produced by the editors of Popular Science. This episode was written and reported by me, Claire Maldarelli, with additional reporting by Marion Renault, and editing and audio engineering by Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Billy Cadden for writing our theme song and to Katie Beloff for creating our logo. If you like our show, consider rating it on Apple Podcasts and leaving a review. It helps us a lot. For more PopSci audio content, be sure to check out our sibling podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. I'm Claire Maldarelli. Thank you for listening.